the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, last segment of the day. I want to share a little bit of a Charlie Sykes opinion piece, why Ron John, as he calls him, Rojo, might win. And we'll save a little bit of time for your calls at 844-967-2789. But the opportunistic and, you know, always doing it for himself, Charlie Sykes writes this. In reporting on his decision to seek re-election, the New York Times described Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson as the Senate's leading purveyor of misinformation about elections and the coronavirus pandemic. At least he's known for something. As Sykes writes, if anything, this understates the case. Johnson's nutjobbery ranges from his various takes on the deep state and the January 6th insurrection to his musings on the efficacy of modern medicine versus God. As he quotes in parentheticals, why do you think we can create something better than God in terms of combating disease? Johnson said, ignoring the progress of medical science since the 12th century. More from Sykes. In the rational world, Ron Anon would be a political dead man walking, and indeed pundits immediately proclaimed him the most vulnerable Republican on the ballot. His poll numbers are abysmal. The Marquette University Law School poll has been tracking the trajectory of his unfavorables, let's call them. Back in 13, he was 31 favorable, 27 unfavorable. Then it was 32 favorable, 28 unfavorable. Well, by 2018, he was all the way up to 40% favorable, 32 unfavorable. I mean, hell, Rojo was plus 10 in 2019. And then 2020 came along and it started closing that margin. 36 favorable, 33 unfavorable, and 2021 polling from Marquette University, 36% favorable, 42% unfavorable. But as Sykes writes, however improbable it may seem, Johnson, who beat Russ Feingold twice, that still stinks, he can still win the nation's ultimate purple swing state. And as I've written, according to Charlie Sykes, I go way back with Johnson, so mea maxima culpa. I'd like to think I knew him in the time before he went back wano crazy. But here we are, and it gives me no pleasure to inform you that despite it all, Rojo has to be considered the favorite for three reasons. One, the national political environment. People think this will be a red wave year. Two, the track record of the out-party incumbents in midterm elections in Wisconsin. Yeah, they often, you know, vote for the electorate here, votes for the party out of power. And number three, the very real chance that Democrats will nominate a weak, read unelectable challenger. Ouch! A little bit more. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Craig Gilbert notes that last October's Marquette polling found that Joe Biden's approval rating in Wisconsin was underwater by 10 points, 43 to 53. Intensity of opinion is also working against Biden. 20% strongly approved of the president, while 42% strongly disapproved. Biden's numbers are even worse on the economy and concerns about inflation are high. Of course, life moves fast and things could change, but right now the environment is not friendly for Democrats in 22. So there's more here. Let me see what's most important. These are not normal times, and Rojo has not been a normal senator. His extraordinary devolution scrambles normal political calculations, which brings us to the third factor that may work in his favors. The Democrats may blow it. And I got a lot of these fine candidates coming. You've heard from a few of them recently and a few more soon, but I read on from Charlie Sykes. The leading candidate in fundraising and polling for the Democratic nomination is Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Thank you for appearing today, Mandela, who is campaigning as a progressive true believer. Other candidates include Sarah Godlewski, Alex Lazary, and Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson. Even though Emily's List endorsed Godlewski, National Democrats seem poised to embrace Barnes. Elizabeth Warren has endorsed him, so has Jim Clyburn in the progressive group Democracy for America. And one more today to add, Charlie Sykes, you got Cory Booker's endorsement. But Charlie writes this. But Barnes' politics are so, to quote the immortal Bob Uecker, just a bit outside. I've commented on this before. Here is an article. He quotes the Jewish Insider, because we all go right there for our political source. Republicans are, I think, salivating to face Barnes, according to Jessica Taylor, a Senate elections editor for the Cook Political Report. They argue that he's too progressive for the state. Why is no one arguing that Ron Johnson is too kooky for this state? A little bit more here. The conservative editor, here's Charlie Sykes, quoting Charlie Sykes, who lives in Milwaukee, offered an even blunter assessment. If Mandela Barnes is the Democratic nominee, the Democrats can take Wisconsin off the board, asserted Sykes, a founder of the Bulwark. I could put that more diplomatically, but that's what I believe. And for Republicans, the anti-Mandela Barnes playbook is already written, according to a professor at the University of Wisconsin La Crosse, Anthony Chergowski. I didn't have him. What I'm wondering is if Mandela makes some movement back to the ideological center or if he doubles down on his progressive views. Well, that's an excellent question. Rojo is the most vulnerable Republican senator. The Cook Political Report calls the race here in Wisconsin a toss-up. That is so weird. I mean, Rojo is an incumbent. He should have a clear advantage. And the environment, it could be pro-Republican. You know, all indications are. Republicans are very engaged at this time. 11 months to the general, but that's a long hill to climb for Democrats. But ultimately, I don't think it will be the shortcomings of Mandela Barnes. If Rojo wins, it'll probably be more coordination with Russia. Let's not forget, Ron Johnson is alleged to have been the beneficiary of grandiose Russian spending, which would be illegal, through a third-party agent. They call him the National Rifle Association. See if that ever blows back in Rojo's face. Time for perhaps one or two more. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome back to the show. What do you got for us, Jeannie?
Well, those people are full of caca. And Rojo isn't just kooky, he's psychotic. So I think people will be aware of that situation by the time the vote comes in. And I just want to make a recommendation for anybody who wants to be active. I think that it might be important to contact senators, our U.S. senators, Senator Kelly from Arizona, the Senator Kessler from Montana, Senator Sheehan, and Senator Manchin, and let them know how important it is for us in our state for them to enact a federal election or voting protection for people in the state of Wisconsin, and let them know your opinion and what is happening to us in our state, because I think that's an eye-opening experience. They only see what's covered nationally, and let them know how you feel and how important it is to you. They are listening. Believe you me, they're taking calls, and they will listen to what you have to say.
Jeannie, I hear you. I approve of this message. I approve of our fine guest today, Mandela Barnes, Lieutenant Governor and candidate for the U.S. Senate. Join us tomorrow on The Big Show. Senator Tammy Baldwin at 3:30. Alex Lazary, he is another U.S. senatorial candidate. He joins us at 4:05. Tom Nelson, Friday. Peter Pekarsky, Thursday. You'll join us for all those fine shows. Now stick around. Earl's next.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.